Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Leonard. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to be grateful, to be thankful, to think about all the things that the Lord has done for you. Take inventory of your life and see where God has blessed you in so many ways, even through difficult times. When you thought it wasn't possible, God always blessed you. He continues to keep you. You know, even though you go through struggles, you go through situations and circumstances, God is still right there with you. You know why? Jesus said he'll never leave you nor forsake you, that he'll be with you even until the end of the world. So he's going to honor his promise. Just know that God is with you in everything you do. Brothers and sisters, be encouraged today. Know that God got this. I know that sometimes it's difficult and you go through difficult times in your lives. There are peaks and valleys in all of our lives. And sometimes when we're in those valleys, we think that, man, where is God? But you know what? He's right there with us. You may not feel him, and thank God that this thing is not based on feelings. But just know, his word says that he's with us always. And I love it because God loves us, and he's going to always take care of us. Just like you love your children, God loves his children. So just know that in difficult times, the Lord is right there. And in good times, the Lord is right there. And I'm telling you, take some time out to give God some praise and some thanks for everything that he's doing. Because I'm telling you, look around you. There are people all over, all around you that are going through tragedy, going through trials and tribulations, things that are really wearing them out. They're going through sorrows and awful circumstances. And yet, you look around and you're still being blessed. Sure, you go through things. But you know what? God is right there with you. He's still giving you joy and peace and strength and comfort to get through. So just know that he's with you always. What I like is that he promised to always supply our needs. And I love that because I know that he's going to always be there with me. It doesn't matter what my need is. I can have a need, a physical need, an emotional need, a financial need, a spiritual need. But God said he's going to supply all of my needs. And that's a great thing to know. And so, brothers and sisters, I really want you to be encouraged. Because, first of all, you got a hotline to Jesus. You can call him up at any time, right? And his ears are always open unto our prayers. He's always there for us. Listen, just think about all the difficult times that you've had in your life where God is right there with you. You know, when you thought that you wasn't going to get that bill paid, or, you know, you were struggling to get the car fixed or whatever, and God was there and he made a way where there was no way. And so guess what? He hadn't stopped. He's still here. He's not stopping. So be encouraged. Understand that God is with you. And brothers and sisters, listen, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. He'll direct your paths. He's right there for you in difficult decisions and difficult situations. Maybe you've gone through divorce, and maybe you've gone through maybe you've had an abortion, or you've had really bad things to happen. Maybe you grew up and you were molested, and so all these different things that happened to you. But just understand, man, God loves you and he's right there for you, you know? And so I just want to encourage you to keep on keeping on and let the Lord bless you in major ways. And I tell you, be encouraged because the Lord is with you and we're going to win. We're going to win in everything we do because God said so. And that's what I like. In the end, brothers and sisters, we win. So be encouraged. I want to take a moment just to encourage you and just have a wonderful day and know that God is doing great things in your life. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. You folks out there that don't know Jesus, man, you need to get out of that situation you're in and you need to tell the Lord that you want to be saved. Listen, if you want to be saved, just pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins, and I believe that God raised you from the dead. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart and be the Lord and Savior of my life. Lord, I screwed my life up, but I'm asking you right now that you would come into my heart. Thank you so much for saving me. Thank you for adopting me into the family of God, into the kingdom of God. Thank you so much. And so, brothers and sisters, if you prayed that prayer, man, you're a child of God. Getting a good Bible-believing church, get you a good Bible-believing app or a good Bible, and start learning about this Lord Jesus Christ that you just accepted. Listen, be encouraged today. Man, God is so good. We have so much to be thankful for. We give him praise and we give him all the honor and the glory because he's wonderful. Have a blessed day, brothers and sisters.